This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of some distinguished voices in the News Talk Radio business. This is the companion hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. So Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner from the Doug Good Day program, and John Harper, who comes to us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. He's one of my go-to people. I was going to say go-to guys, but he's a go-to person, right? We can't, we're doing politically correct here now, John.
Well, we are. I guess I'm the guy that is on the bench waiting to be called.
Yes. And God love you. You were just telling us that you fell down this week and broke four ribs, and I'm amazed that you're even here, frankly. I think if I broke four ribs, it's hard to get your breath, isn't it? When you, they can't do anything. They don't operate on you. They just tape you up, right? And then they monitor you for
Yeah, it was hard. In fact, today, this morning, is getting a lot easier. So I feel okay. I'm all right.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much. All right, so we have 10 stories and 10 people that we can discuss in any random order. I don't necessarily stick to the list, even though I'm going to give you the list. On the people list, it's Elon Musk. And I'm not going to lie. It's Kanye. Liz Truss is at 8. Putin is at 7. Jerome Powell is at 6. Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance tied for 5. That's the Ohio story. Most of these people on here are people that are running against one another, and so I'm there. That's most of the list. People, all politicians. Donald Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. All right. So over on the story side, the situation with Roe v. Wade, the continuing flap about that, and abortion rights, number 10, talk radio and news media, number 9, because, again, of the focus on guys like, Jim Bohannon and his leaving his spot a week ago, and then there's Alex Jones, but there are a lot of other things going on in the talk radio world that we ought to talk about. That's why we're here. Big tech is 8, crime is 7, what's going on in England is 6, COVID and BU, that story, there's a story and a half. Trump's situation with the law is 4, the war is 3, the economy is 2, and politics, the midterm election around the corner, is number 1. So I'm going to, as I do sometimes, jump around a little bit. The situation in England, brought about with the resignation of Liz Truss, who's only been on the job for, 7 weeks or something? She's there 2 months.
Yeah,
she'd been
barely.
There. British Prime Minister, 6 weeks in office. So this is the shortest tenure of anybody who has been British Prime Minister in the history of the country, and inflation is probably the reason for it. She resigned. She had a tax cut plan which sent the financial markets into the tank. So this is a political story, I guess, and an economic story as well. Investors feared it would worsen inflation. She seemed to have made the decision on her own without talking to anybody. She just said, okay, I'm doing this. She fired the finance minister who was, she got rid of her. And then she tried to dump the plan, but she couldn't undo what had been done. So she's gonzo and whatever. So is this sort of the typical conservative economic agenda? She was very right of center. And thought to, there's the world is going to the right. And people were complaining that this was going to benefit the richest people in Britain. Sounds like the same sort of play we have here. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and oh me, oh my.
And the middle class disappears.
Yeah, right. So Anyway, there's, I don't know, what else do you say about it? Beware of inflation? I don't know that what we're doing here, we're spending more and more and more and more money to do things that are somewhat controversial to a lot controversial. You think the Supreme Court this week, this sort of goes hand in hand with it. The loan forgiveness program that Biden wanted to put into place. There was an appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayer group challenging Biden's student loan forgiveness program, but the Supreme Court said, no, we're not taking this up. So that means that the what's going on stands. The money is coming from the HEROES Act. What do students in school have to do with heroes? I guess I would ask that question. All right. I've had my piece. John, go ahead.
First of all, I kind of digress from the point that you're trying to get at, but there was a great promo running on CNN right after the Queen had died, and it showed her, supposedly an actress. Excuse me one sec.
You all right?
Go ahead and take it, Doug. I'll be right back.
All right. So there he I didn't see that, but I will go back to it. The fastest pace of inflation since 1982. Our prices are up and all over the place, not only here, but when you look again at what's going on in Europe because of the Ukrainian war and the money that the Europeans are kicking in, along with the money that we're kicking in, the situation, the energy problem in Europe is probably bigger than it is here, or at least as big because of the Russian pipelines, the gas that was coming into Germany and France. And now they found a way around it for the most part, but that's going to cost more money. All right, John, you okay? You want to take another shot at that?
This promo on CNN showed an actress playing Queen Elizabeth meeting Tony Blair for the first time, an actor portraying him when he took over office. And he said to the Queen, well, I guess you can do my job better than I can. And the Queen shot back at him and said, well, I'm sure I can. I've had more of you than anybody else in the world, so I can do your job and mine at the same time. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, it is, there's all kinds of stuff floating around here. The world is so small, we all get involved in what other people are doing, what other people are, you know, in other countries. It just seems, especially as closely tied as we are to England, it just, whatever goes on there is like what goes on in Baltimore. You know, it's...
I never thought about that, but you're right. Baltimore or Seattle or whatever.
Any place, right, exactly.
But at the same time, I'm totally amazed at what is happening in Great Britain and the various problems they've had, which seem to be multiplied by the diverse parliament that they have set up, and it's getting to the point where none of the parliament members seem to be able to agree on anything, which is making the matter even worse than our country, it seems. So this situation really comes as no surprise, except the fact that she lasted 44 days, and as you said, Doug, leading into this, that's never happened before in the history of Great Britain. So I find it quite amazing, and it remains to be seen, obviously, who is going to take her place. I think that is supposed to be announced today, right?
Boris Johnson has popped back up among the names being tossed around as a replacement for her. There you go, back into that can of worms. Good God.
There you go,
Anyway, if you look at the political ramifications of this, and if it's not handled, I think there are a lot of people there and here that are in jeopardy, hopefully because of bad decisions that they made on the job and the stuff that has been, like, continuing to spend the money that they're spending. Just because the president wants to spend all this money doesn't mean that's why we have a tricameral form of government. We got a legislature, we got a president, and that's administrative, and then you got the judicial branch. Joe Biden keeps on his own using executive power to spend all this money. And it doesn't play well, and they don't seem to get it. Meanwhile,
but the
story
are getting restless.
Yeah,
definitely.
And we should be restless, very restless. Meanwhile, Ms. Truss, because she was on the job for what? What did you say? So I said 6 weeks or something?
Yes,
so
44 days.
Okay.
44 days.
So because of that, she will now earn $129,000 a year for the rest of her life. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Try, yeah.
If you try. Yep. That's a very interesting reality, I find. What would happen if that were, well, I mean, with presidents, but you got to serve at least 4 years, then you get a stipend that's, I think it's $200,000 a year for the rest of your life.
Well, what's interesting is with British politics, they don't vote on a person, they vote on a party.
Party,
so it's the Conservative
yes.
Party still in, so it's going to be another Conservative Party member that will take her place, and it just seems like the Conservative Party in Britain's not doing so well at the moment.
No, it isn't. And the whole business, because of what people think conservative means or what they think liberal means, and what it really, what people think it means and what it really means are two different things. And we misuse, I think, both of those terms, frankly. I know in this country, I think we do for sure. All right, so let's see where you have time-wise. It's I'm looking at I'm wondering, why is Kanye, is it just because he's been called a racist by D.L. Hughley or whatever his name is? Like, well, who cares?
When anti-Semitic rhetoric,
well,
he claims against...
Well, that's nothing new for him. Yeah, but there's nothing new here.
And it does raise the question. It seems that he always gets a free pass, and why is that? Is it because he's such a notable figure? Is it because he is diagnosed bipolar? What is happening? Because people have been...
Could a white guy get away with saying what he says?
No, definitely not.
Ask Mel Gibson.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, I mean, there's the hypocrisy right there, and I think that's enough on that one. I don't want to give that much more time. In a moment, we'll spend some moments, actually a number of moments, on what you're saying, social media response to the issues of the week coming up here. It's 18 past the hour.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
The question of your awareness or the awareness of your customers around the problems of food waste, including a focus on food that has best used by. And the question comes whether you keep the food or you toss it. I don't throw it away. I use it. There's a lot of stuff that you can cook and have nutrition in it still.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the items that are on the charts for the week of October 17th to the 21st. Jay Kirshner is here along with John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is on assignment this week in Hawaii.
Laughable,
I say that, yeah.
Some assignment, yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, she's broadcasting, and so that makes it an assignment, if you will. All right. So thoughts on capital punishment from you, those of you who like to comment. Help yourself, by the way, all week long. Social media is open for your engagement. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And at Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So, Jay, you want to take us through some of the... We have had a number of comments this week about capital punishment. That's
this is kind of a big topic, and the comments keep on coming, and people are very passionate about this, and this was definitely one that it felt like there were a lot of, whether you agree or disagree with the comments, they definitely felt very well thought out. Seth Thomason says it should be reserved for the most heinous of crimes. Instead of wasting a bunch of time sitting on death row, the execution should be done in a quick time frame.
I think we had this conversation on the Good Day program about a fellow who was found guilty in 2009 of raping and killing some girl, if I remember the story correctly, and then he's been sitting waiting for sentencing for 13 years. How does that make any sense? How much money did the taxpayer pay to have this guy sitting there? And, you know, that's the kind of stuff. So should he have been dispatched earlier if he was sentenced to die, then why isn't he dead? Okay, anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
That's a good question. Yeah. Barbara Roberts says, there are some cases so hideous I believe I could be the executioner, but I believe the times capital punishment should be on the table are limited. First-degree murder and rape, kidnap, torture, abuse of a child. Other than those convictions, I think life without parole would be punishment enough.
Lori Drug Longstrom. Sales, selling drugs and stuff. Yeah, go ahead. Mm. Who else is here?
Lori Montrell says only agrees only the most hideous of crimes should end with capital punishment, and the victim's family should be permitted to choose the manner of execution.
Ah,
that's a very interesting thought.
It is. Yep. I think that's right.
A little bit on the flip side, Jeremy Corrigan says an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Murdering a murderer is still murder, which makes an executioner a murderer.
Mm-hmm. Not sure. Well, yeah, I understand the rationale behind that. Okay. So here's another question. A prisoner with treatable cancer dying after not getting access to medical care. Some people say it was okay because he was incarcerated for child pornography. What do you got for opinions there?
Yeah. Does that change your opinion after learning that the child pornography charges versus if you just heard a prisoner with treatable cancer died without medical care? Carrie Morgan says that's a tough situation. Being a child porn convict may... My care factor is somewhat less for him, but if he isn't getting good medical care and attention, chances are neither would anybody else. So that's unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the reason for the shoddy care: underfunded, understaffed, poor leadership, staff indifference, etc.
Poor leadership and staff indifference. I give you that as an answer.
Yeah,
all right, well.
Sure enough, this is not a one-off. Colette Van Pelt says the added information of this conviction absolutely changes my opinion. He didn't deserve treatment. And Lynn Keller adds, pornography addiction is still an addiction, and there's a difference between receiving it and distributing it.
All right, that's the stories. Thank you for the comments. Keep them coming. We're always open for a biz in that department. 28 after the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now?
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A recent Monmouth poll has President Biden is taking his 50th vacation day Friday. Only 31% of Americans believe he is paying attention to what matters most as we head into his report card, a.k.a. the midterm elections. GOP Senator John Kennedy on Fox News says Biden has Americans wanting something for nothing.
President Biden's policies have tainted, almost defiled, the American dream. Under President Biden's policies, it's harder than ever to get ahead in our country.
Russian and Ukrainian troops appear to be setting the stage for a major battle over the strategic southern industrial port of Kherson. Elon Musk and Tesla announced its third quarter profit more than doubled from a year ago. It posted a net income of $3.29 billion from July through September. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Like the lady who's celebrating today because she bought a lottery ticket 10 minutes before the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then in the nick of time.
Won 500 grand. I bet she screamed.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 35 after the hour now. It's the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio that you're listening to. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL. I know you so well. Half the time I forget to give people what your last name is because they don't know you as well as I know you. It's John Harper.
We go way back, that's for sure.
We certainly do. Yes, we do. Okay, so the number seven issue this week is crime. And I don't know whether it's me, but it seems that each week these stories are piling up, whether I'm paying more attention or, Jay, whether we're talking more about it on the Good Day program. doesn't exactly make my day good when I get confronted by the story of, for example, the five people that were killed in that mass shooting in Raleigh, a 15-year-old in custody, suspected of killing these five people, including an off-duty police officer in a very quiet neighborhood in Raleigh. The teenager was taken into custody by federal law enforcement officers. He was transported via ambulance to a local hospital in critical condition. So what does that tell us about the circumstances? Anyway, that was one example. Here's another one in Oklahoma. Four friends who went missing during a bike ride were shot and dismembered. Good God.
My God, yeah.
I mean, the gruesome details about this, these four people are just out on a bike ride.
Oh, and there is more information that came out that apparently there was some dubious behavior. They had invited somebody who ended up being a witness to come, I think they called it do a lick or take a lick or something that is
committed
a crime.
Yeah.
And the person declined. And so when they went out, there clearly was something else going on, that there's a whole lot more to the story that
really?
I'm sure will come out.
Is there more to the story about the mother? This mother was talking this week. Her daughter was stabbed in the head with garden shears
in an
attack in California.
This was in broad daylight.
Yeah, in L.A.
I think Doug and Jay, these crimes, these murders that are occurring at a much higher rate, it seems to me, and you, I think, Doug, agree, than they used to occur. I think it comes down to just a couple of things, real plain and simple. It comes down to the horror movies that are so prevalent, and the slasher type of things that occur in these movies to young, impressionable minds. That number one. Number two, total lack of parent control. I think that is a major portion of this. And third, and finally, it's, I guess, just copycats that are trying to make news headlines bigger than the last one. So it comes down to a bad situation in our country and I guess around the world, but I think the horror movies have a lot to do with that, and I don't know what can be done about that, if anything. I guess not.
Mental health as well, because there's a lot more angry people in the world and a lot less coping mechanisms that are being taught.
What is the reason for the anger? Are we dealing with that, or are we just kind of sloughing it off? And it mandates itself in different ways, presents itself in different ways. I look at this and people sort of chuckle, but this is another form of violence. Those climate activists who threw tomato soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflower, this fabulous painting on display at the London National Gallery, and these a-holes go in, they take cans of tomato soup and throw it on the painting. Now, at least it was protected by a layer of glass, so it didn't get hurt.
What's the point? Because they don't do any damage to this. And all of the paintings, they are protected. And then they glue their hands. We've been seeing this at sporting events and NBA games where people are gluing themselves to the courts. Isn't there a better way to go about getting your point across?
Well, what's the point?
Figuring out a solution.
I want to know is, what's
true.
The point?
Yeah. What is the point? Where is it going? But I think it totally shows a lack of parent control. There's no doubt about that. It's just running wild, and there is no point to these heinous crimes, and where do they go from here? But it certainly seems to be growing in our country and around the world, I guess, as well.
All right, number five on the countdown, comments on the COVID situation and other health-related concerns. The story in Nevada of a boy who died from an amoeba, a brain-eating amoeba. So, what else? We have this new business. I don't know if you heard about this. You may have heard me talking about what's going on at Boston University, the research into COVID-19, them putting proteins together from the most recent type of the Omicron, and then they blended that in the lab with the first of the COVID bugs, and they've come up with something that kills 80% the mice that are exposed to it. What in the name of God is that kind of research being done? And this is in a Class 3 biosecurity lab. That's not, by any stretch of the imagination, from what I understand, to be the most secure laboratory. So what? Who's allowing this? And what's the end goal? You've done the same thing in your laboratory in Boston as they did in Wuhan. So what makes us any better than the Chinese who were responsible for the first round of this?
Well, it is no better, and there is no reason for it. I mean, can anybody say what this is all about, what the purpose is? I don't think anybody can come up with anything.
Nobody
is rational.
They've had the Boston, well, this story came out not in an American newspaper, but the British Daily Mail got wind of this somehow. Who knows how? But they at least have some investigative reporters over there. We lack that. It seems everybody's trying to do the gotcha stuff, so they're not really investigating things that are a real danger. This is a real and present danger, to borrow from the book. It is. And
yeah.
So, you know, we'll pay attention to the brain-eating amoeba. People who are dumb enough, this was something in Nevada, but there have been a lot of those stories. I think, Jay, we talked about a few of them with people getting into the water after the hurricane.
Yes, with Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's nothing new. People are dumb enough to go swimming with all that garbage in the water. That's what's going to happen to them. So, anyway, there's a... I don't know what it is. I become more perplexed all the time. That's why we call this the Good Day program, because most of the things we talk about are good. But every once in a while, you go down into a rat hole like this. And so anyway, here's some good news. Number two this week is the economy. So there's a new income tax bracket. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? New income tax bracket that could save a lot of you some money. Higher federal income tax brackets for some, and then higher deductions for others. The IRS has boosted the income thresholds for these various brackets as they apply to next year, apparently. So your return that's filed in 2024, that's where you'll see it. You're not going to see it this year. But isn't this year the year we need it with the inflation doing what it's doing? I don't know. I just...
Well,
the IRS
we need it
always,
every year, but this
yeah,
year
right.
Certainly more than ever. Right? That's the way I see it. And that would be great news, Doug, if and when that occurs.
Yeah. Well, I just think there's more. All the, we talked about this before. The reason there's a problem in the economy is because we're spending more money than we have, and it's taking its toll. And somebody in a bank told me yesterday that they thought the Fed was going to go up another 0.75 point. So you think things have slowed down now? This guy said, "Well, if you look back at the history," and as he said this, I thought, "Yeah, you're right." They move the goalpost up to the point where it breaks the economy, and then they lower it back down again so the economy can recover. At what cost? Isn't there a better way? This is the old way of doing it, but is this the best way of doing it? Of fixing the problem of runaway inflation. Runaway inflation is caused by government spending too much money. That's it. Right? What else is the reason?
And of course, where is that money coming from? Nobody can really quite put a finger on that.
The printing press.
Like, as a good friend of mine always says, who's going to pay for this here war? And that's what this is involved with, whether it be the college forgiveness program, all of the other issues that are going on. The money we're spending in Ukraine is just off the chart. And yep. I guess a lot of other countries are second-guessing their involvement now, too, in that. Mm-hmm. And this is another thing that's simply out of control.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, we have time for our quick discussion of number one, business with political realities. I thought it was interesting that a federal court ruled that Georgia prosecutors can force Senator Lindsey Graham to testify. What do you know about that, John?
Just the fact that I think many people who have been following this story thought that this one was going to happen all along. It was just a matter of when. And a lot of people are saying good for the court allowing this to occur. Others are saying a senator should not be allowed to testify. It just continues to elongate this whole thing about the election and was it right or wrong or whatever. Let's get over it, move on. That's in the past, and I'm getting to the point of thinking just pardon Trump and let's move forward and concentrate on the issues.
Now, what is going to come
so
out
overwhelming?
Other than the Trump haters feeling, wow, it's time we get this guy. Maybe you pardon him and you tell him he can't run for president. Maybe something like that, and then it's done, and over and finished, and we forget wasting time. I think Lindsey Graham has gone off the deep end for whatever the reason. I always had a lot of respect for him. I always thought he was an interesting thinker, but he's whacked, at least from my perspective, come up with some pretty wacky stuff. Here
he has, kind of like Rudy Giuliani. I mean, at one point I thought this guy was pretty good.
Yeah, right. He's been shaving over his lobster bisque. Maybe that's his problem. He ate it after he shaved over it. Hi, John Harper from WMEL. Thanks for being here in this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Jay, thank you. It's 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie. What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, welcoming in the handsome, the charming, the fabulous Nick Miles, who is our auto expert. His website is ourautoexpert.com, and he is and will be forevermore. It sounds like I'm singing it into now and forever shall be. And Nick in charge.
I get a promotion every week. I find out more about myself by listening to you, Doug.
That's nothing wrong with that. Okay, there's a new study out that reveals the most popular car movies. Ah, I like this list. Shall we do number from we'll count them down from number 10 to number 1? This is
yeah.
We can put this
yeah.
in as part of the countdown, in fact. Yes.
There you go.
All right. So,
Baby,
go ahead.
Baby Driver. I can't have actually ever seen this one. Have you?
I did see it, as a matter of fact, yes. And I found it was entertaining. Frank, I thought it was a good movie. Yeah. Right.
Of course,
Baby Driver.
Hold on
a second. Baby Driver, the kid who starred in it, has gone on to be quite a well-known, accomplished actor, and I can't remember his name. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, I'll look it up while you're...
How good your production staff is, I'll have it for you in a second.
Yes, exactly.
Mad Max, of course, all the Mad Max movies are bound to be here on the list somewhere, is the next one. It holds joint seventh with Rush and American Graffiti, which, of course, all good car movies.
American Graffiti, yes. I don't remember Rush. What was Rush about? I'm trying to remember what
racing,
Rush was.
Racing movie, if I remember rightly. I think I saw it on a plane somewhere. It was a 2013-ish movie. But it was a lot of, I just remember a lot of speed in it.
Now, speed, I'm looking, this, the list, the countdown list, the 10 most popular auto movies, comes with a Rotten Tomato rating and an audience score. So let's go back. Baby Driver, which, by the way, Ansel Elgort, who has gone on to be in Kingsman, and wasn't he Elton John? I think this is the same kid that played Elton John. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. So Baby Driver got a 92 rating with Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score was an 84. Mad Max 2 got a 94 with Rotten Tomatoes, and 85 with the audience. Rush, I'm trying to put that in, I don't remember that movie, I'll have to check it out, is 89 with Rotten Tomatoes, 85 with the audience score. American Graffiti was a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, and another 85. So that brings us to Drive.
Yeah, Drive, which is number 6. It's interesting that the IMDb scores are fairly constant throughout, but Rotten Tomatoes is all over the scoreboard with these lists. And then at number 4, we hold joint places Grand Prix, great movie, and one of my favorites, which is the Steve McQueen Bullet movie, filmed in San Francisco.
Yeah, that was just on the other night. I actually watched it. Hadn't seen it for a long time. That got a 98 with Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't think Rotten Tomatoes was around in 1968 when that movie came out.
The Bullet movie, I actually talked to a professor that studied the movie, and I talked to some of the guys that helped make that movie. It changed the course of making movies for cars, and actually the driving scene through San Francisco took half the time to make as the rest of the movie.
The movie.
And they did so many dangerous stunts in that. The lore of stunt making and car driving was completely changed around that movie.
The fellow who drove the supposed bad guy, the other fellow that you see, the driver of the Dodge Charger, was a guy named Bill Hickman. And Hickman was responsible for more car races, car scenes, car crashes than anybody else in movie making up to the time that that movie was made. He was legendary, like Hal Needham for other stunts. But Bill, you needed a car crash, you needed a race, you needed Bill Hickman. It was pretty amazing.
There's some accidental crashes in there, and actually only about 4 scenes in the race scene. They just had multiple camera angles to film that, so it's incredible.
Yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari at number 3, of course, it's a gotta-see movie, a great American win. And how.
I got a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes. All right, what else? We Mad Max,
of course, and number 2 with a 97 on Rotten Tomatoes. But, of course, the movie that tops them all about cars, the future, and, of course, Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future with that DeLorean.
Yep. Back to the Future is number 1. There you have it. The top 10 most popular auto movies with fans, courtesy of Nick Miles here on the Good Day program. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.